So you guys lost the moon during your camping trip.
Yeah.
That was incredible. Did you find it again? So it was Friday night and about 11:30 p.m. I was up late editing and suddenly I get a call from Adam just out of the blue. And I pick up and he's like, hey, are you, what did you ask me?
I asked you if you could see the moon, I think.
Yeah. Is that it? Can you see the moon? I thought you were just drunk or you lost your mind or something. Can you see the moon? Unfortunately, it was storming all day, so I couldn't see the sky whatsoever.
Yeah, but... well, we saw it like it was probably a quarter of the way up in the sky, and we were just like watching it, and then we kind of just were chilling by the fire, and then next time boom. We look in the sky, boom, no moon.
No moon.
It's a freaking spacecraft, man.
I was telling you, like, well... guess the aliens were done with this broadcast. Yeah, that was just incredible. That was the funniest phone call.
Oh, yeah, it was... I was like, what the... Yep. You ready?
Going deep into the stimulation.
Here we go.
Theory.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Unsolved Dimension. I'm one of your hosts today, Adam, and alongside me is Isaiah.
Hey, everybody.
And Jamin.
Please call me Android 3762 for this simulation. I am a pleasure bot. Here for your pleasure.
Well, as you'll find out, that
gross.
Is not exactly what the simulation theory is all about.
Oh, is it?
So today we're going to be talking about the simulation hypothesis, or some call it the simulation theory. And this idea that we live in a world that's actually simulated, and it's simulated with conscious beings, it's been around for quite a while. It kind of started with the skeptical hypothesis, and the skeptical hypothesis is basically just saying people are skeptical of certain areas, and they're not necessarily saying it's true or false, but they're just saying that this could be how it is. They're not arguing that it is or it isn't.
So is this like the Matrix?
We'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're not allowed to know that yet. That's
secret information.
Okay.
But this skeptical hypothesis includes just different skeptical scenarios, and it includes the simulated reality hypothesis. So like I said, the skeptical hypothesis, it's not saying that this belief is false, but it's also saying it could be false. They're just not kind of making a statement that it is this way or that way. And that's kind of what's being done here. It's not claiming or arguing that the universe and everything within is simulated, but rather it could be simulated. Modern-day simulation hypothesis, though, that a lot of people believe in around the world, was made popular by Oxford philosopher Nick Bostrom. Bostrom proposed a trilemma in 2003 called the simulation argument. And so a trilemma is basically just three options, and one of them is true. So if one's true, then the other two aren't, and so forth. And he doesn't...
It's a multiple choice question.
Kind of. What I'm saying is... fair. Barely into this, and my brain is already really hurting.
Might hurt a little worse in a little bit, so...
The Oxford philosopher comes into play. It's like, oh, okay, here we go. This is going out there. Yep.
It gets a little deep. I tried to keep it pretty high level, though. So Bostrom doesn't actually argue that we are living in a simulation in his paper, but he provides the three options, and he states that one of them is almost certainly true. So the three options that Bostrom puts out there are basically, one, that before these civilizations could even progress far enough in advance to the point where they would be able to create these simulations, they're destroyed. And then the second one is these technologically advanced civilizations have no interest in even building a simulation. And then the last one, we are in a simulation and there are thousands of other simulations being run throughout the universe.
Have you guys ever seen The Truman Show?
Oh, I love The Truman Show.
I can't remember it, though.
With Jim Carrey? He's, like, in a simulation. They're, like, all just watching him.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Is that pretty much what this is? That we got, like, a broadcast over the Earth and they're just... watching us, or they're controlling us, or
that's what we'll kind of get to that here in just a second.
Depends on which theory you want to believe in.
There's just kind of different kind of simulations, and we'll get into that here in a little bit.
Okay.
So Bostrom states that if the third option is true, that we are, or that simulations are being made, it's pretty likely that we are living in a simulation. So if it is true that there are more advanced beings that are true biological beings running the simulations, then it's more likely that we are Sims, or the simulation beings, than the original biological beings who created them.
Holy shit. Hang on. Is that why it's called Sims? Like the game?
Yeah. It's a simulation.
Oh my gosh. It's a simulation. It's like a simulation. Holy shit. My brain just exploded. It makes complete sense now.
Sims. You thought the family was just like, that was their last name. This is
I
the
don't
Sims.
Know who came up with that name, but
it all literally makes took sense simulation now. And they're like, what should we call the people we put in it? Let's call it Sims.
Samantha? Samuel?
Wow. I got chills just thinking about it.
So yeah, but with these simulations, or with the simulation hypothesis, at this advanced level of a simulation, we'd have to be able to simulate our consciousness for the simulation to even work. So for us to be living in a simulation, at least. So do you think that would even be possible?
Can I simulate my own consciousness? That's what it sounds like you're asking.
Yes, basically. Well, you basically have to give the Sims a conscience.
Do you guys see, like, a green diamond above you?
Why did I look up?
I do not.
I don't either.
No, because I can't simulate it. So how can we disprove this? If we have a glitch in our simulation?
Wait, to disprove it? If there was a glitch, that would prove it.
No, it's called lag.
Oh, yeah. That's called a hangover.
So this simulation theory is saying that we live in a simulated world, and so we are simulated too. It's not like in the movie Gamer or like Ready Player One, where you have a live human controlling each and every being. We're simulated too. We're not somebody outside of it.
I was gonna say, I'd have a weird human who's making me do some weird things then.
If I understand this one correctly, it's saying more or less that society has advanced way beyond where we are at this moment, and from those advances we created technology that is able to create kind of a fake universe, and inside that fake universe, those little people that are inside that fake universe created technology to create a fake universe, and then that cycle repeats and repeats and repeats until we have unlimited universes. That's how we have this whole paradox of multiverse, because we have simulations making simulations making simulations, because they just all keep advancing.
That too, but the original actual humans who created the first simulation would have created, probably, if they have the capability to create one of these, then they would probably have the capability to create thousands of them.
Oh yeah, and those thousands that they create their own.
Yeah, and so in that situation, it would be a simulator creating a simulation.
We broke Isaiah. Isaiah needs an update.
It'd be a simulation within a simulation, Isaiah.
Oh my gosh.
One person that explained it pretty well is Gilgameth on Reddit. This is a public domain. We can use whatever information's on Reddit. But there are three scenarios that could unfold for humanity. First, we die before developing very advanced technology. Second, we live long enough
to see ourselves become the victim.
Victim.
Victim. Villain.
We live long enough to develop a very advanced technology, but creating a computer simulation of an entire universe is impossible. Or option C, option three, I changed those multiple times, we actually simulate an entire universe in the future. And if option three is what happens, then the cycle just continues to repeat itself.
You realize that was Nick Bostrom's three?
Huh.
In his paper.
Who's Nick Bostrom?
The guy that I just talked about.
Our brains don't keep up very good.
See, so we're agreeing.
You literally just like read what those said? Three and just said different.
Well, did it help? I'm slowly figuring this out.
Yeah.
I've done the research beforehand, and it's just every time I look back into it, it's more and more confusing.
Yeah. And back to kind of proving it or disproving it, there are physicists who have proposed experiments to kind of test whether we are actually living in a simulation, and there was just too much technical terms. I had no idea what the experiments were. But in 2019, a philosopher, Preston Green, said that it might not even be smart to try and prove that we're living in a simulation, because if we did prove that we were, then they might just shut the simulation off. So then we would just cease to exist.
Like right now? Like, it could all end right now because we released this episode proving we're in a simulation.
Yep.
Guys, we gotta stop. We gotta shut it down. Shut it down.
I mean, I'm an astrophysicist, so I could probably what? Prove
I it. I thought you were a lawyer. When did you get the astro thing? So, oh my gosh. Is that DLC? I didn't buy. I will not pay any more money in this game. This is stupid. I am not winning.
Worst game yeah. ever.
10 out of 10 would not recommend.
Yeah.
The simulation sucks.
I want to talk to the developer immediately.
To be able to even run a simulation like this, though, and being able to simulate consciousness, that's a huge amount of computing power to pull this off.
Oh, and absolutely.
With how much technology has advanced in our society, it's been in a relatively short period of time. It's not really that big of a stretch to think that in 1,000 years, we could have technology that is mind-boggling. And there's a thing called Moore's Law, which is named after Intel's co-founder, Gordon E. Moore, which claims that the number of transistors on a microchip doubles every 18 months to 2 years. And it's been pretty true so far. But in 2005, he said that it can't continue indefinitely. And the doubling period might be a little longer in the future. And some say that Moore's Law is over and that it does take longer now to be able to double the processing power of a computer.
Whoa, what if... You know how you'll, like, be playing video games and stuff, and then some guy will be able to, like, I don't know, get on the computer and mess with the whole game?
Hack?
Have aimbot and all that stuff? What if somebody does that in our simulation? And what if all the bad stuff that happens in our universe or our world is, like, he's just a hacker, and he's making bad events for the plan?
We'll get to some evidence later in the episode. You'll want to stick around for it.
Man, my brain hurts. I think I got diarrhea coming. I don't know what my body's doing right now. It's all over the place right now.
Well, I'm about to blow your mind.
Blow me, Adam.
Yeah. And I'm about to blow my pants.
Do you want to know how big or how powerful of a computer you would need?
At least a two.
A two.
Two. He's not wrong. He said at least a two.
Okay. You're right.
What do you mean? How a big one?
Does it have to be that big? Or can it be small and have a lot of stuff in it?
I think the smallest size they say would be about the size of a city.
Whoa. So not an iPod shuffle size.
Not an iPod shuffle. With computers, they kind of use like however many operations needs to run per second. And you would need a computer that could handle a million... trillion, trillion, trillion operations to be able to simulate a universe like that.
Oh, it's Japan. You know how advanced Japan is? That whole city is a computer.
No, Japan has the biggest supercomputer.
Oh.
Japan has a computer, and it's called the Fugaku, and it can only do 415 petaflops, which is 400 quadrillion, which is 400 with 15 zeros after. But... that number above that computer to do this is way bigger, like exponentially bigger. And this computer in Japan has 7.3 million cores. Holy my computer has like crap. Four cores.
7.3 million cores.
Yep.
I think I have seven.
Okay, to put it in a little bit better perspective, I said the computer would need to have a million... trillion, trillion, trillion operations per second. This best computer, supercomputer in the world right now does the 415 petaflops, and one petaflop is 1,000 million million. So you can imagine how much more a million, trillion, trillion, trillion is.
I'm sick of all these petaflops on the street.
But, hey, we're getting there. In 2021, there's supposed to be a supercomputer coming out that'll do 1.5 exaflops.
That's not a number.
It is. And one exaflop is equal to 1,000 petaflops.
I feel like, are you just like naming some stuff off like some Sesame Street stuff? What is a petaflop?
I'm just talking about the computers, bro. I'm talking Mountain Dew, baby.
It just sounds more and more made up the deeper we get. But that's what's insane is, I mean, we're able to calculate it out now based off of how fast technology is moving. So we should be able to come up with the fact of like, okay, we will be at this point in 500 years?
I don't know.
I'm asking, but there's no way any of us know it.
Okay, this, Isaiah, you'll love this.
Okay.
There's a concept megacomputer called the Matryoshka Brain, and it's proposed by Robert J. Bradbury, and it's basically It's basically a Death Star. It's a giant computer that surrounds a star, and it like uses the star's energy to run the computer.
Wait, this thing's real?
No, it's what? Somebody like proposed it.
Oh, it's a concept.
It.
It's a concept. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you haven't seen it in the sky? So like a computer that size would be able to generate thousands of these simulations. But I want to get your guys' reaction on this. So some people believe that this simulation is very surface level, I guess I would put it. And the body and the objects were like all like almost hollow until you... So like this chair you're sitting on or this table or your body is hollow. So they don't actually have to simulate every single thing. It's just like what you see, but then when you break it open, it like renders it and shows you just the inside. So that's when they would
got break it open faster than you can render it.
Yeah. Somewhere. So wait. Basically it's like when we're just
I got a pencil.
Everything you see.
I'm gonna break it really quick. I'm gonna see if I can see it. That rendered really quick.
Wow.
See?
All right.
So it's just like observable.
I got another pencil. And hang on.
Really, the only thing you need in this theory is you so need enough to quick. Make the conscious Sims believe that it's real. So you don't need to simulate everything. You just have to do what's observable at any given point in time. So is what's behind us right now actually behind us? Or is it only there when we turn around and look at it?
I'm not going to turn. It's a green screen. Behind me is a green screen. It could literally be anything.
I got a closet. It's hollow in there.
Whoa. Adam was right.
How do you know anything is there until you see it? So it could not be there.
Whoa. I just had another brain thing. What if, you know, people see ghosts and stuff? What if that's like a something? I don't know. A glitch.
No, a lot of people think it is a glitch. They think it's something in the simulation, yeah. Not...
Oh, yeah, because they could have died and they could have left their little pieces there. You can see ghosts.
And I'm pretty sure they say it's more likely that we live in a simulation than ghosts being real.
No ghosts? Oh. Then who am I talking to every night?
Wrap your brain around that little piece of knowledge.
Oh my gosh.
That one sounds right. There's more likely chance that we live in a simulation than there are ghosts.
Yep.
Why can't we have both? Why can't the technology that's what they say. Just... Let us have our ghosts.
They don't. They just can't do both, Jamin. That's too much computing power.
I got another thing. You know the ghost radars?
Yeah.
They detect.
Kind of.
They detect.
The maple kind? Yeah.
They detect the ghost. They detect them.
EMP?
Like, that was a good sentence.
It's, sorry, my brain's just so freaking all over the place right now. All right, so you take EVP? The ghost radar, the meter, and you can, it's sensing the things. I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
EMF sensor, electronic magnetic frequency sensor.
I'm a little lost, though, on him.
They're the ones that have, like, the little dots that go up and down when they sense an electronic frequency around it. So what were you saying with those?
They're detecting the simulated people that died.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's what I was trying to say.
That's good. They're like leaving. It's like when you delete a file, but it's never actually deleted. There's still some metadata there.
Some little simulation stuff in there.
I could always call Gus, my FBI guy. He saves everything for me.
Yeah, and others believe that more advanced beings are the ones running these simulations because they want to solve a problem they have in their civilization right now. And this could be anything like climate change. If they're having a climate change issue, they would run one of these simulations to see if we solve it. And if we
not yet,
but if we do, then they would use whatever they learned from us and do it for them.
Why won't they let us finish one thing before throwing another? Like, all right, well, they're working on the climate thing. Now let's give them a pandemic.
You know, they're kind of rude.
I know. Just no time. Very impatient.
Yeah. And Isaiah, you mentioned the Matrix earlier.
Yeah.
Well, this kind of simulation, before Bostrom's paper, it was still pretty big. Like, it was believed, and a lot of these movies and TV shows have been based on it, like The Matrix and like Ready Player One, or even episodes of TV shows like Star Trek and Doctor Who, and they've just been kind of inspired by this. But a lot of them are more focused on the other kind of simulation that I was talking about, where there's individual real humans controlling one person, not the same as these ones where it's, they set up this simulation, put all the rules in, basically build it, and then just let it run.
Because we like to imagine it's like the one for one simulation, and maybe we're just laying in a bed in 1,000 years time underground waiting for the earth to be relivable.
That's what a lot of people think of when they hear about a simulation. They think of somebody like, we're users, like we are an actual person outside of this game. But the simulation hypothesis is different. You're not conscious beings. We're simulated. There's nobody controlling us.
Okay, I got a question. What about animals?
What about them?
Do they get simulated too? Like, are we seeing, like, are they, like,
literally
being controlled or, you know?
No, they're not being controlled, but literally everything is simulated within the simulation. We'll get to this part in a bit, a little sneak preview. The rules, like the laws of physics and all that kind of stuff, were programmed into the simulation.
Is this why we can't find how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
No, it's because those things are too damn delicious. You can't just keep licking them. You gotta crunch down.
You gotta crunch it.
I made it to 180 something once, and I was like, you're just
too damn not very sweet. Far.
No, it's not.
Hey, I didn't want to get controversial, but the Tootsie Roll is the worst candy of all time.
I could agree to that, but it's good in a Tootsie Pop. The Tootsie Pop are good.
Well, back to the simulation hypothesis. There are a lot of scientists and famous people and a ton of people around the world that believe in this. One of those is astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. And he said the chances that we're living in a simulated universe are greater than 50-50. He's been pretty public with his belief that it's very likely that we are living in a simulated universe. And he's been quoted saying that it's hard to argue that we are not living in a simulation. You can't really argue that we're not, because you can't prove that we are or we aren't. At least we've never proven it yet. So him and others basically have this belief because of the amount of computing power today and how it's just continuously growing. Just like Elon Musk. Elon Musk is a big believer in this theory, and he has said that there is a 1 in billions of chance that we are not living in a computer simulation right now. So 1 in however many billions that we aren't.
Whoa.
Wrap your head around that.
So he just made up some numbers.
Yeah, probably. So, but
1 in a billion chance. What do you mean? What are those other 999 million, Elon?
Not 1 in a billion, but 1 in billions. So it could be more than just 1 in a billion.
Elon, you did it again. You figured it out.
He also kind of bases his theory, or his belief in this theory, around computing power. And because he talks about how video games, 40 or 50 years ago, we had Pong, two little paddles that went up and down, passing a ball back and forth. And then now we have very realistic video games and even virtual reality and all this. So Elon has said that if we assume any rate of improvement at all in computing power, the games will become indistinguishable from reality. So if that's possible, then it's not too hard to believe that they could create a simulation like the one we're living in today.
Wait, I got another thing. I got another brain puzzle thing.
Brain fart?
Yeah. What if... Wait, not what if. How do we... How come we can feel pain and all that stuff then?
Because we're conscious.
It's part of the program.
It's part of the simulation. It's, we're conscious, so we like think we're real, and we
well that raises an interesting point, because there is a guy that trained his body to not feel pain to the point where he can stab himself, and that some people, they're born without the ability to feel pain, and it's actually a very bad disease, very bad situation, because they don't know when they're hurt, so they can just have broken bones and not even know it.
Then could it just be a glitch in the simulation?
Are diseases just glitches?
Maybe.
The Spanish flu was a glitch.
A big one.
Yeah, could you guys imagine how far computing... Okay, it has just been exponential growth for the last 50 years. Just imagine like 10,000 years from now, or even just 1,000, or even 100 years from now, what it's going to be.
we're really going to be here in 100 years?
I mean, I'm not.
Unless we're in a simulation. Just reboot.
Yeah, I'll reboot.
Shit, so I don't want to live this again.
Yeah, fuck that.
When we die and we get to reboot, we gotta, as soon as we get of age, we gotta keep the unsolved dimension going. Just screw everything else.
As soon as we are
together. We get back together and we do our podcast.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Death cannot keep us apart.
See you on the other side, gentlemen.
Should we just create a death pack? Suicide pack?
So now we're going to kind of get into the evidence of our world being a simulation. So one of the biggest pieces of evidence that people point to when trying to say that this simulation hypothesis is real is false memories. So a false memory is...
Wait, like deja vu?
Kind of. No, well, not really deja vu, but...
No, not.
Deja vu probably would point to it too, because it's deja vu is when you feel like you've already lived this moment. But a false memory is someone who remembers something that didn't happen or remembers it happening differently than it actually did. So like one of the most famous false memories in history is called the Mandela effect. And it's a ton of people like remembered TV coverage of Nelson Mandela dying in the 1980s, even though he died in 2013.
You know, I always thought he died a lot, like a while ago too. I don't know why.
Right there, proof. Simulation. You
know, that would make sense. I didn't realize he like lived for so long. I just figured that out not too long ago too.
And then another, this one might send you on a mind boggle, Isaiah. So there was a group of researchers at the University of Washington, and they embedded malicious computer code into physical strands of DNA, which kind of begs the question, is our DNA just really computer code then? Is that why they were able to put computer code into DNA?
Whoa.
They put... How? What do you mean?
I don't know.
They just put very small chips into your bodies.
I don't know how they did it, but they did it.
Who did it?
Some researchers at University of Washington.
We need to call them right now.
I don't think we can.
This is where I wish I knew more about quantum computing, because there's an observable reality and then there's unobserved. Different results happen whether you're looking at it or not, and it's insane. So essentially, this is going to be so wrong or so rough.
Yeah, no, I looked into that too. Are you talking about the particles that they shoot out of?
Yeah, when you're looking at it, the particles break into two and go into two spots. But then when you're not looking at it, the particles don't break apart and hit one spot, and they have no idea why it's different between when you are looking at it and when you're not.
So and that kind of ties into like what I was talking about earlier, the
observing,
observing it. Yeah.
So that's what's crazy. Does looking at things change the reality of them
or the simulation of them?
Do you remember the blue dress and the gold dress?
Right? Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was crazy. You mean that it was a blue dress? Yeah, I gotta look it up. The photo now.
It was blue,
and like the what was it like Laurel and Yanny or something?
Oh yeah,
that like audio clip.
Laurel, Yanny.
I think people have pointed to that too as evidence, like both of those things.
It's white. Oh my gosh, that makes sense on when you have a no wiper now.
What?
Elaborate.
When you poop and it's a no wiper, it's unexplained. Why is it?
I don't have any
He's
words.
He's getting there.
I figured it out, guys.
I guess
it's the no wiper theory.
Well, if you just
simulation hypothesis proved.
Close case.
But yeah, so some other evidence, like what we touched on earlier, was just the advancement of video games and kind of how real they look today, and they're only going to get better.
In GTA, I have to pay bills.
Yeah. What's up with that?
I don't know, but my mechanic is not worth it.
So these are some of the most interesting ones, though. They're just kind of different world events that have happened in recent times that just seem so unlikely that they would have occurred, or just different events that are unexplainable. And it's either the simulation malfunctioning or the creators are tweaking little things and kind of just like screwing with us. But on TikTok right now, that video app, there's a trend of simulation malfunctioning videos, and Some of them are where people will buy a brand new item, then they'll go home or like find in their purse or just somewhere, they'll find another one of that item. So they'll buy like new shoes and then they'll find one extra shoe in their closet, but they've never bought that shoe before. Which would be very easy to fake on TikTok.
Whoa. Is that like when you like get a piece of candy and you open it up and there's two pieces of candy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe. I mean, it could be a glitch.
Is it a glitch?
It's kind of when you get a peanut and you open it up and there's normally two nuts in there, but then you got a three nutter. And your day is
The three nutters are the best.
Yeah. They love a good three nutter.
Oh, yeah. But then there's just kind of some other random events that have happened. Like, do you remember seeing that video of the Phoenix Suns basketball players and they're playing defense and then the ball bounces off the rim or something, or they get a steal and literally all five of them turn at the exact same time in the exact same movements and start running, and it's completely in sync. But then there's like just other videos of a bird being literally stuck in midair, and then somebody like uses like a broom or something to like try to like touch it, and then it starts flying away. And then there was another one of a bird like floating and just like spinning right by the house, and then it just starts flying away.
Maybe it was just really windy that day.
Wasn't in Kansas.
It was weird. And then like planes. Yeah, planes have been stuck in the air. At least it looks like it on the video and everything. Or like a car starts levitating. Or like a car wrecks into something that's not there. They literally wreck. But my question is it real? Or is it just an optical illusion? Or video editing is pretty good today. You can pretty much make anything happen.
Yeah, but you can always, with those videos, there's typically a little tell whether it's zooming in and out at a strange rate or different pan radius that just is enough that kind of makes you think that doesn't look right, showing the fact that they edited it or that it's special effects. But there are just a number of those videos, especially I remember seeing one with the car hitting nothing, and it's just pretty weird. Crazy.
Well, and like the plane one, I watched it and it literally looks like it's just frozen up there. I mean, it was said to be just like an optical illusion because of they were driving different directions and like the wind and all this stuff, but I don't know. And I'm sure you've seen these ones where like a person appears out of nowhere on the video. Like a car is like going and then just like all of a sudden it like swerves and a person starts like walking out.
The only one that was semi-convincing was one that I saw of like this Asian woman in China where she just appeared on a median. But those are another ones where it's like, it seems like maybe a hypercut was used.
Yeah, that's just the grudge girl.
She's just roaming around.
She's just appearing. But one of the biggest ones, I don't know if you'll remember this. I don't know if you watch the Oscars, but the 2017 Oscars, they gave the Best Picture Award to the wrong movie. They started doing their speeches, and then in the middle of it, they were like, we were wrong, it's this movie. And so a lot of people think that was just a glitch in the simulation.
Wasn't that the Family Feud guy that did that?
Oh, that was the models. Models.
That was with the models where he said the wrong model.
Oh, yeah. That So that would be a similar situation, kind of.
Oh, that's great. I love it when those award ceremonies mess up because you know there's at least 50 people behind the scenes absolutely freaking out.
Yeah, they're just losing their mind. Earlier, I pointed to the laws of the universe, kind of like the laws of physics and all those. And this is another piece of evidence that people point to that we're living in a simulation because it's pretty much like a video game. There are rules in a video game that you like have to follow, basically. Like you can't go outside of the whatever boundary or something. And so ours are like these laws, like the fastest something can travel is the speed of light. And that is just our limit in this simulation. So the fastest we can send data or anything is the speed of light. And so that's like one of our rules, or like the laws of physics and all that.
Whoa, I got another thing.
Another brain thing.
You know.
Brain things with Isaiah.
What's in Zay's brain? Okay, so what if, let's say you got a woman, she's under a car tire. And a car, like, shit ton of weight on her, all right? And then you see, like, these dudes with their adrenaline spiking, and they can freaking lift that car up and like get her out, you know, because her adrenaline's pumping. What if it's the simulator people giving them more juice to do that? Adrenaline juice.
Huh. Well, what if, counterpoint, what if every form of evolution that we call evolution is actually just us overcoming one of those laws? Like we figured out how to get adrenaline boosts, or we became smarter. So evolution is just an upgrade. Well, actually, yeah, that is like, what evolution is.
Well, yeah. But it's basically like getting a software upgrade.
Yeah, they just upgraded us. They got bored of the last version. They're like, yep, let's see what the next round will do.
They're like, we told them to fix this, and they didn't. So I'll kind of leave you guys with this and let you see what you think about this. NYU philosopher David Chalmers said that you're not going to get proof that we're not in a simulation, because any evidence that we could get could be simulated. What do you think about that?
Huh.
So there's literally no way to prove that we are not living in a simulation.
So it's probably something really weird to get that evidence. We have to do something we gotta trick the simulated people, and we gotta do it a whole different way.
Gotcha.
To get
be unpredictable.
That. Yeah, unpredictable. they counted. They knew that you were gonna do that, Jamin. They knew you were gonna slap yourself in the face.
But the unpredictable could still be simulated. So
we gotta be extra unpredictable.
I want. Don't I'm do thinking it, of. But then I'm do thinking it. Of it. I'm thinking of it. I can't think of it. Gotta stop thinking of it.
They're making They're making you think of
it. No, because in your mind, even though you're probably thinking of doing something else, right before you do the other thing, you tell yourself to do that.
So it's I can't never not think of something.
It is Whoa. Never. It is never unpredictable.
Oh my gosh.
I wanted to know what you guys thought. Like, do you guys think we're living in a simulation?
I mean, I don't know. There is just like, I don't know. There's literally no way to like prove that we are or prove that we aren't.
It would piss me off if we are, because it means that I am just on the bottom level and not ranking up. That's what is very interesting about the fact that it's all these scientists and very wealthy individuals that believe in this theory. Did they figure something out? Is there a reason that they think this is more likely than others? Because they just suddenly buy that company and you're in charge of it and you got a whole nother game to play? The world is just a game to them.
Elon Musk is just hacking the system and he's like, you know what? I want to build a flamethrower. Next, I'm going to send a rocket to Mars.
Yes, throw one of my Teslas in there. Why not? Yeah, I don't know.
And there's just so much. It can go so deep. I mean, your brain might have been hurting a little when I was talking about some of those things, but
oh, it's still hurting.
That is like nowhere near how deep it can go into whether this is real or not.
We just got the cream off the top.
It's gross.
And I don't believe anything on TikTok, so I will not accept that as
oh,
proof.
No. I don't either. I just put that in there because it's kind of like a popular thing right now, but
yeah, we want to connect with the youths. We're hip.
You know
how
easy that is? I'm just going to go buy another one of these sweatshirts and be like, oh, I already had one in my closet.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's basically what the simulation hypothesis entails. So maybe do some more digging into it and you guys can be the judges of whether we're living in reality or in a simulation. And I think Jamin has a review for us.
Hot off the podcast review board from Giggers_333. I didn't think I said that right. It's not. It's Gigers.
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 Gigers. A Geiger counter.
From Gigers_333. So fun to listen to. You guys are so goofy. I love it. But you also know your stuff and are very informative. 5 stars. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad we tricked you into thinking we know our stuff.
Thank you, Geiger333.
Thank you, Geiger333.
Yeah. So, and then also you guys can follow us on our social media. We got our Instagram, Twitter, and that is the Unsolved Dimension. Go give her a listen. Go give her a follow.
We're always Enjoy happy to chat. If you just want to send us a message through any of those services, as well as our Gmail at theunsolveddimension@gmail.com.
Yep. Go do it. Give us some feedback. So we'll see you next time on The Unsolved
the
Dimension.
Unsolved Dimension.
That's... The Unsolved Dimension.